Say the same thing. It goes both.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he certainly is, what, for his age?
Spry.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
lazy.
Somebody who never wants to do any work is...
Oh, don't never want to work, uh-huh.
Lazy.
Say he's lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peck of wood.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old house that spirits might live in?
Haunted.
Okay. Are there any of those here in Ringgold?
I haven't heard of any. Liz, you know any of them?
No, I wouldn't even go in one.
Have you ever seen any haunts?
I've seen spirits. Is that the same thing?
I guess maybe it is. What did you see?
Well, I just seen different people, you know, that I've known.
You mean people who've died?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And what, you mean you, would you describe?
Oh, well, I've just seen them in my dream, like.
Uh-huh. Well, were you really asleep?
Sometimes I would be and sometimes I would not.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen people. I've seen all of my people that have died.
Uh-huh.
They've come back.
Your husband has come back
to me. Oh, yeah, I've seen him a lot of times.
Well, what do they do?
Not one thing.
They just sort of stand there?
Stand there, huh? Uh-huh. But when you wake up good, they'll go.
Well, do you have any idea about why they come?
No. But first time I seen my husband is when I was thinking about going to see my children, you know, in Ohio one Christmas. And I decided I didn't know whether to go or not. I hadn't made up my mind to go. And so one night, he called me just as plain. He said, Lucy, go see the children. And I just got ready and went on.
Uh-huh.
That's the first time I seen him. And the next time I seen him, I was in Cleveland, Ohio, sick. And he come to me in the kitchen. And just stood there with that black hat on like the way of a day. And when I woke up, I looked up and I said, I just went to scream. I said, oh, I'm so glad to see you. And when I got waked, he'd gone.
Well, goodness.
That's all I heard.
Well, did he say anything to you that time?
Didn't say one thing that time. Didn't say nothing. Just when I got waked and I went to Hollis and I threw my arms around him.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, I'm so glad to see you. And he just went away. Never seen him no more.
Well, who else have you seen besides your husband?
My mother and my father and my children.
Well, did they talk to you?
No, they didn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
They just appeared. When I'd be where I could see them, they'd just go away.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, have you ever seen anybody besides members of your own family?
Oh, yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Well, was your husband the only one who talked to you?
He's the only one I spoke to.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They don't scare me, honey. I'm just used to seeing them.
They just don't have to talk with me.
Oh, you scared of folks. I'm not scared of them.
They don't have to talk with me.
What do you call a person who brings bad luck or who causes bad luck to happen to people?
Well, I don't know. What do you call them? It's you used all that old stuff. I don't know.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
We call it a legitimate child.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker.
What do you call the box or the case that a dead person is put into for burial?
Coffin.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Grave.
And what about the place where all the graves are?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?